Thank you, friends. I hope I was avoiding eating myself so that I can have some time to speak without, you know, having food in my mouth. So I'm grateful to be here. As David mentions, I'm from Africa, Kenya. And just for you to know that the meaning of my second name means hunger. Wanjala means hunger, so I'm trying very hard not to think about food right now. Let me just read a scripture before we look at the... You know, I'm always told it's very difficult to convince Christians without a Bible nearby. So let's read from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the realm of the dead, where you are going, there is neither working nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. Later on, Jesus says in John chapter 9, verse 4, we must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Beautiful words. I just wanted to give you an update from Africa for the Ministry of Evangelism Explosion. For 20 years and over, I've been serving in this organization. I always say that I don't know how to buy and sell. I know some of you are businessmen. You know, you're very good with raising invoices and all that, but I don't know how to do that. If you give me anything to sell, I'll give it away for free. You know, and I've been in this organization for that long. And just to give you a highlight of Africa, you can see it is, we always say it's a continent of kingdom opportunity. That is the total area that it covers, and we have those many nations. As we focus on 51. And look at the people groups and the languages. So there are actually many. And of course, the challenges, the economic, literacy, cultural infrastructure. It's a beautiful country that, you know, I have been serving in. Now, look at the population. This was actually as of May this year. You know, we're very serious. So that has probably increased. You know, the evangelical churches, the people that we, you know, 400 million Christians there, like, you know, your population here. Look at the number of children, 90 million are children, you know, under the age for that group that we train. Just to think about the people that we have that help us in the leadership, the field workers, the vice president's assistants that work with me, the national directors, and of course, thousands of volunteers. These are the ones that keep the work going. So it's not a big team, but if you look at the results in last year and this year by second quarter, it's actually more than this. You know, the pastors and leaders equipped, the training events we've held, the active local churches. Right now, we are talking of about 14,000 active local churches in Africa that are doing the ministry. And if you look at, you know, the 1.5 million people that have come to Jesus Christ this year alone, you know, through the ministry. But that doesn't actually include everyone that everyone reports in. Like, there's a guy from Madagascar, you know, numbers that are not even included here. So we really thank God for those results. Can we keep going? These are some of the things that help us to unlock the opportunities in Africa, hearing the voice of the nations. As an organization, that's what we're very confident on. Indigenization, serving the local church is our goal. And then the partnership with other ministries, training our workers, leadership development, and raising nations is our focus. So we actually have a plan on how we were able to see that happen. This is, just pop the next screen. This is, you know, I always say Africa without the head you know. Yeah, this is where we focus, the sub-Sahara region. Now, the green will be the strong nations, and the blue will be the growing nations. Not very strong, but they are coming up. So that is where we are. So you can see that when we talk about 15,000 plus churches are actually scattered. You know, these are the regions and nations that I travel to. A total of 52 nations and territories. That's what we have. So that is indigenization. The farther we go, you know, some of the places are really way, you know, outside, but we keep going. Okay, and then serving the local church. These are some of the pictures. Keep going. It's okay. These are some of the pictures from a refugee camp. You know, that is, you know, a very beautiful church. Yeah, yeah, it's like a high, like a five-star, you know, and that is a local church. So that's what our training team goes through, and this is like going to the field. The guy sitting on a, I don't know, it's a stone or something, he's hearing the gospel. You know, he's there hearing the gospel shared by the team that is coming from the training. Now, these two guys, actually, you know, Augustine and John, are from that refugee camp. They are originally from Burundi, in a refugee camp in Tanzania. And so, you know, they tell me amazing things. You know, this guy right here, he probably, when he took off, he probably had a Bible in his hand. That is all possession he had when he left his country. And then he goes there and they start a church reaching to about 600,000 people, refugees from Congo, Rwanda, Burundi. You know, so are some of the amazing things that happen in the field amid the challenges. We see that. Now, this guy is, you know, just keep doing the whatever. This guy is called Nick Stradom from South Africa. He went to Madagascar. And between January and April, look at the number of people that came to Jesus Christ, 15,204. And, you know, he has this little report he does, oh, we baptized this many, and we did. So I'm looking at this report, and as I met with him in Pretoria with my vice president assistant, Nico, and, you know, had a photo, you can see I'm stuck in between two big guys, you know. The good thing is you can actually see me because they put the light on me, so you can see me in between there. Yeah, so great guy, you know, great guy going on in Madagascar. Those totals are not even part of what I just mentioned to you earlier. This was one of our big meetings that we did, a summit in June. And we had our very first Africa EE Summit. It was a great time to see at least 100 of us gather and just pray and launch over the vision of Africa as we continue. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to share, just basically on that, is maybe here a little bit of a highlight on that. You have the audio? Okay, the volume has disappeared a bit, but it's okay. I know in US that should work.
And I believe that that time more than ever is now. We start where you are. And I'm going to challenge you to start exactly where you are. Don't think that this is impossible. God can do this. But it's like there's this new force that has come upon me saying, we've got to speed it up. How do we do it quicker, faster? How do we train more? But I'm saying, God, if this is you, we're going to run with this thing. We're not going to let anything stand in the way. No. I believe God is calling us all to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that is just a
quick, I believe that...
That is just a quick highlight. We had a meeting in South Africa, Pretoria, for our regional summit. You know, and these are like 9 or 10 nations from Southern Africa region. It's easier for me to go and then they come together. You know, instead of me going to every nation, we can also do that. Let's listen to a child that is sharing the gospel in Ghana as well.
Hope for Kids have helped me in many ways. For example, they have helped me to witness Christ to my friends in the school, also in the church. And now I can even tell you that they've accepted God as their Lord and Savior. And after we sharing the word of God, I give them the pathway to hope, to learn more about Christ, so that if something happens, they will know that Christ is with them.
Children are bringing hope in Africa. They are sharing the gospel. And he's just, 14-year-old from Ghana. Recently, I was in Ethiopia. We are looking at 50 million children. And one church is able to reach those many. You know, a church that has a congregation of 10,000 in Ethiopia. Huge denomination. And so that's the kind of partnership that we talk about. You know, it's like everyone, anyone, let's move. And that is what is happening even through the children in Africa. Maturing the nations. You know, this was DRC. We just had these guys graduate as a multiplying nation, so they became a strong nation. This is Mali, one of our strong nations. So whenever I go, I kind of do a photo, these are some of the photos I believe I can take with me to heaven, to show Jesus I did it, that kind of thing. So it's, Burkina Faso is another one that just joined. David, you probably saw the guy from Burkina Faso. Difficult nation. Even as you pray for such nations. Pastors are really suffering. Angola. So one of our guys that we just trained last year, and he came to the Congress, so he's signing the declaration, saying that he joined the ministry as a nation to continue. Of course, these are some of the roles of the board that I basically work on with the national boards, the direction, the control, and investing in the ministry. We do that over in the continent of Africa. We articulate transparency, trustworthy, accountability, and inspirational. I always say that the resources that are given to us, we ensure that the work continues. So rest assured that, God is using us, faithfully in those areas. Okay, and then basically the fields are ripe for the harvest. And that's what the Bible says. Pray for the Lord. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out the workers into his harvest field. It has always been about the workers. Look at the transport in Ghana, the donkey, carrying, we've had books carried on the donkeys, to go to, villages and places where the car cannot go. In fact, we have a car here. Look, it's a nice little car. With stuff inside, so, I think is it the right car for the wrong job or the right job for the wrong car, whatever. So one of our field workers, he was trying to make it, so he's standing there, wondering what to do. But those are some of the challenges. Let's listen in from Congo, Kinshasa, one of the guys that just shared the gospel. Let's hear.
And we had to train Jeremy Jonathan as a teacher trainer in a clinic of 5 days. Then after 5 days, during the clinic, he had to share the gospel to my brother here is Jean-Pierre, and the other one is Jeremy. For Jean-Pierre, he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he has said that he's happy to be part of the family of God, and he's, for him, the first time to join our church. And when Jonathan came to share the gospel to him, and then he came to realize that I'm ensured that I'm God's children, and then what I can do, because Jonathan came to share the gospel to me, and then I have noticed that I need to be able as well to start going out to reach out those who are lost.
Thank you, thank you. I mean, it's one of those, it's what we call the principle of multiplication. You hear the gospel, and you share, and the other person shares, and the other person shares. That is what is happening in Africa. I was actually recording that video with my phone, just in Kinshasa. You talk about Kinshasa, it's probably smaller in size than Houston, but it has 15 million people. Let me tell you, you're there. I was in my, call it a little five-star hotel, and you're looking down. It's a hotel somewhere where you're just scared, going down. I mean, people are just zooming up and down, and it's chaos. And it is in that city where this young man, Jonathan, had just received a training. You know, I was happened to be part of that graduation. And here he brings in the church the two friends that he has led to the Lord. You know, and you can see the friends as our national director translates. You know, he says, I have tested it, and now I'm going to share. See, the guy just received the Lord because of a friend. Now he wants to go and share the gospel. For me, this is why we do what we do. I mean, we hang on because of what God is doing in Africa. You know, just thinking about that. And that is just one of the stories. You know, there are many. There are many. There are many times I've gone to, you know, to a church and you're handing a certificate to one person, but behind that person, there are like seven. The seven, the person had led to the Lord, Jesus Christ. And you see, when, I don't know whether there's another reason why I should be as a Christian. I mean, I don't know. For me, that is why I wake up every morning. Because I believe that's what God can do. Every day, even while I'm here, I know that a child, children, adults, men, women somewhere, they're bowing down, praying with someone, leading them to Jesus Christ. And that's why we do and keep doing it. You know, I don't know whether there is, so the co-workers and the biblical, so this is the partnership model that we kind of, you know, just let it run all the way. This is a kind of partnership. So I'm an EE worker, you know, we kind of use this to, you know, to show the connection between, you know, a co-worker, an EE worker, and a financial partner, and we all called towards what? Expansion of God's kingdom. I mean, that is, you know, the things I'm sharing with you and the videos I'm showing you, for me, that is the expansion of God's kingdom. If there's any other way, then it's more of that. But I don't think there's any other way other than to grow that and make it go further. So that is a common purpose. Let me share with you a little bit about the vision here. I mean, it's crazy. It is, I believe my leader say it's achievable. When I look at this, I'm freaked out. I'm freaked out. We're looking at our current year. We're looking at probably when we close the year, we'll be clocking maybe close to 15,000 local churches, and then leaders about 7,000, 8,000, and then training events 350 is what we are looking at, and with 1.8 million people pray to receive Jesus Christ. But look at the year 2020, 2021. 2022, 23, and 2024, which I squeezed in between there. Now, when we do all the totals, we're looking at about 22.3 million people, you know, between now and 5 years from now. I was telling God the other day, maybe you have a good reason to keep me alive, to see that happen, you know. It's crazy. I mean, it is, but we look at it. For me, it is it's big, but I know it's not mine. It's his. And so if it's his, he will have to somehow make sure all resources that are needed are provided for us to actually see this happen. I mean, if we have, I was just sharing with David, we just came from our big international meeting the other day, I mean, in August. And between 2016 and 2018. Worldwide, the ministry, we had 33.2 million people pray to receive Jesus Christ. Worldwide. But 67% were from Africa. Amen. So if that is the point, then this is small, right? So we actually limited ourselves before God. It is possible. It is possible. You know why? Because now you've had me. Now you're going to pray, right? Are you? Are you going to do that? Or are you going to just forget about this guy? You know, he had a tape on his ears, now he's gone. I believe we can join hands. I believe we can see the 20-something million within the next few years. I believe we can do that. I believe God is going to use you. And by the way, he may not say anything now. You know, God is funny sometimes. He's full of humor. He may not tell you anything now. But afterwards, you know, you'll hear him say, the guy with the tape, the guy with the tape, the guy with the tape. You know, the black guy from Africa, that guy, that guy, that guy. So he'll be telling you something. And when you hear, don't ignore, right? How are we doing time-wise? Because I'm actually, you know. Yeah, please do. You know, thank you. I think that is all I wanted to share with you, friends. Now I have friends here. Thank you.
Vincent was the national director of Kenya before he became the vice president for Africa. Our church has supported EE Kenya for 15 years, probably. Mm-hmm. Every year we've made that in our missions budget. That's one way you can support what's going on over there. Is talk to your missions committee at your church. My wife and I support, individually. But it's amazing. $2 million, 22 million professions of faith. And that's not, you know, as he said, all that's being done over there. That's just what happens in their clinic training events. That's what's registered, where they have names and addresses. If Vincent goes out on the street and leads somebody to the Lord, that's not a part of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know of any ministry, especially in Africa, that you get the results for the investment with the transparency and the accountability. So let's lift up Vincent right mm-hmm. now. Father, thank you for this man of yours. For 20 years, he has, I know, through much discouragement, but also through much victory, seeing the work of your Holy Spirit among the people of Africa. And we truly are seeing a revival in that great land, especially among the young, especially among the youth, mm-hmm. Father. And we pray that you strengthen him, provide the resources, and we pray and claim in your name that those 22 million people will be saved over the next 5 years. And we thank you for his work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
We'll be around a little bit if you want to ask him any questions. Give him a hand. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for coming.